Worthy is the Lamb. That's the hymn the angels are singing in John's vision in Revelation chapter 5. The Lamb alone is worthy of praise and honor and might and riches and all those things listed there. To be worthy is to be deserving. To be deserving of the kind of praise and accolades and worship, admiration and love that the Lamb of God possesses. Worthy is the Lamb. We often sing that on Sunday mornings when we sing, "This is the feast." We sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." We'll sing it in our next song after the sermon. Worthy is the Lamb. It's something that we are so familiar with, we may lose the power and the way it turns our sense of things upside down. John the Baptist, when he is preparing the way for the Lamb, says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." But he also says that "I am not worthy to untie even the thong of his sandals." John the Baptist, as one of the greatest of prophets, Jesus says, doesn't even feel worthy to stoop down and to unbuckle Jesus' sandal off of his feet because of the worthiness of Jesus. You'll remember that Peter, when he first encounters Jesus, it's a lot like our reading from the gospel. Peter encounters Jesus. He goes through a whole night without catching fish. Jesus says, just as he does in our text, "Throw the net over this side," and they do, and they catch so much fish that it almost sinks their boat. And how does Peter respond? "Depart from me. Go away from me, for I am a sinful man." So Peter feels unworthy of the gift of that catch. He feels unworthy to be called to be a disciple of Jesus, unworthy to become a servant of the gospel as he goes out as an apostle. That same sense of unworthiness returns to Peter when he denies our Lord three times. You'll remember when Jesus was being tried before Pontius Pilate, people came up to Peter and says, "I recognize you. You're one of his disciples, one of his followers." And Peter denies it, not once, but three times. And so in our text, when Jesus appears again on the beach, Jesus, in a way, is using the first story to remind them of this renewed story of Peter and the apostles' call. Instead of shrinking back from that call, Peter, when he recognizes Jesus, throws off his outer garment, jumps in the water, and he runs to Jesus because he knows that his worthiness is not found in himself. It's not even found in his repentance of his sin and his denial, but it's found in the mercy of Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. So he runs to Jesus, and when Jesus meets Peter, he asks him three times, no doubt as a reminder of his three denials. Jesus assures him of grace and forgiveness three times when he asks, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And Peter reassures not only Jesus of his love, but Jesus reassures Peter that he's going to continue his office as a servant of God and catching people by proclaiming the good news and by tending to God's little lambs. This morning we remember Fran Anderson and Amy Rogner, who were a lot like Jesus, who were also tender lambs of God, and found it in their hearts to serve the little lambs right over there at St. Luke Preschool. We have some lambs over there on the flannel graph of those who have been baptized. Fran and Amy had a place in their heart for the little lambs. Just like Peter saw, just like Jesus saw Peter as a precious child of God, despite his sinfulness and despite his sense of unworthiness, Fran and Amy brought that sense of assurance that these little ones were daughters and sons of the Most High and worthy of the love and care and attention that they gave. They modeled Jesus to these little ones. And so Jesus calls us to also find our worthiness, not in ourselves, because if we descend into ourselves like Peter did, what do we find but unworthiness? That sense of shame and guilt and unworthiness that we often feel as fallen human beings. But here's the surprise, that when we descend into that place within us that may feel unworthy, Jesus meets us there. Just like Peter jumping into the water and running toward Jesus in our sense of neediness, in our sense of unworthiness, we can run to Jesus where he simply wants us to assure him of our love and our gratitude for being the Lamb of God. Just as he descended into our humanity, but by becoming a human being, by becoming a Lamb of God, he turns human power upside down in the way we understand it. We don't think of a lamb as being a ferocious predator, but a vulnerable prey, a defenseless creature, a weak creature. So Jesus takes on our weakness, and his strength. He confronts our sin. He confronts all evil and even death on the cross by becoming the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, by becoming that Lamb who was slain, as John says, since before the foundation of the world, to assure us that he has sacrificed himself for the whole world so that we would find our sense of worthiness in him. And just as Peter was called not because he was equipped, but equipped because he was called, so God calls and equips us to be those lambs. Just as Fran and Amy modeled to us in their love for the little lambs, so God wants us to love those lambs, those lost sheep all around us, to meet them and to meet one another in our sense of vulnerability and weakness, and to assure one another that we are precious in the eyes of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world and it is alone worthy of our praise and our thanksgiving and our worship. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.